Tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our office this morning, the first full weekend of spring, woo-hoo! Somebody who's always springy type. I mean, always lots of energy and sunshine and everything. We have Pam Collins. How are you today, Pam?
Well, most excellent. And just so happy, happy, happy.
Let's see, because spring's here.
Oh, just couldn't come soon enough.
Oh, well, you know, if you look at it, if you look at winter as a whole, I always think of winter starting after Thanksgiving. It's always got to be the day after Thanksgiving. But November was easy. December was easy. January was easy. And then it hit. February, just day after day after day after day, record after record after record. Yep. And it just, we kind of as individuals forgot about how nice it was, but man, did we get punished for that
month. You know, I remember driving to school. I bring my grandson in every morning and looking at the fields. It must have been early January and going, oh, there just hasn't been any snow for you to play in this year.
Uh-oh. That's what caused it.
Boy, did that change. And oh, you know what happened to us the other night? My daughter was home, and there was this huge, it felt like an explosion or whatever. And they looked outside, and a big ice dam had fallen from the second floor down onto our deck, and it actually ruined some of the molding on the door that was underneath it. Just shook the whole house. It was unbelievable.
We had an instance where there was kind of the same type of thing, and I thought, and it was actually thunder when it was during one of those snowy days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. And it was like, what was that? Oh, I guess we're going to hear plenty of that coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So really, it fell off of their house and wrecked some stuff,
and
huh?
And when we looked, it was a huge, huge, big chunk.
It's a good thing nobody was under there.
I know, that's what I was thinking. It could kill you.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was a tough year with some really strange things like that. The snow on people's roofs. And,
ice dams like you've never seen, I think. And then people now, this last week with all the water in their basements and stuff. Oh, mm-hmm. My word.
And we kind of talked off air a little bit. It was interesting. You said something that has been happening a lot is that people that have lived, you know, a quarter of a century or more in their homes never had an issue.
Yep.
And this year was the exception.
Yep. I mean, it's from a buyer's point of view. Mm-hmm. When I'm taking buyers through houses, if there is no water in that house, you can almost be guaranteed there will be no water in this house. It's good.
I was going to ask you that.
Good time to check them out and see how they handle this.
I was going to say, if we didn't get water in our house because we've only lived in it a few years, that means we're probably pretty safe in the future.
That would be my guess.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That is interesting. But I'll bet you're seeing a lot of that, huh?
Yeah. You know, I was showing a guy some houses in Red Wing the other day, and we had seven houses that we were looking at, and four of them had water in the basement, and that was a pretty high percentage. And two of them, it was very obvious that I don't think they'd ever had a problem.
Wow.
And I felt so bad, and I contacted the agent right away to let her know, and she was like, oh no, thank you for letting me know. So,
because I suppose that starts a whole chain of events where people maybe have never had a water issue, and now, and they put on their, what's that disclaimer platform.
Right, right, that they've not had what yet. Exactly.
And so now I would imagine you'd have to redo all that?
Yep. Well, they have to make an amendment to it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Change it a little bit. Yeah. You know, because water is one of the most destructive things to a home, and it'll always find the path of least resistance. And so if it's like in one case, there was a large deck, and some young people had shoveled off the deck for, it was an older couple, mm-hmm. and instead of like what they would normally do, shoveling it and then throwing it out into the yard, they had shoveled it onto a big pile right up against the house.
Ooh.
Well, you know what happened? It melted the house, you know, down into the basement. It was probably just a little bit warmer there. Water came in, first time that it's ever come in many, many, many years. Mm. In fact, since they'd moved in, which was like about 25 years ago, actually.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's been an exceptional year, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, how are sales this week?
Oh, I always, whenever you ask me that question in my mind,
they're floating along.
The whiteboard that we have up, you know, kind of all the listings and all the sales. And let me assure you, it is very full. It's been very, very, very active.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with all this stuff. Of course, now, I bet, is it a correct statement to say there may have been some pent-up demand because of...
you might be able to say that, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then, especially now, as soon as the weather starts getting nice, everybody wants to get out and get looking.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
Pam, how can folks get a hold of you if they'd like to give you a call and talk to you?
Sure. Give me a call on my cell, 651-319-1298.
Okay. And before we get into the topic of the day, a couple things I want to talk about is this nice mailer that you have here. Wow, is that ever beautiful.
Yes, if you are on my 300 club, you get these mailings.
And it's a spring. It looks like it has all of the events that are going on in the area.
Yeah, it's just kind of a cool thing, just March, April, and May. I think I'm going to start doing them quarterly. This is the spring one. Just really fun, interesting things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hang on to it for 3 months.
And then, you know, and I feel bad because every time you folks tried to have one of those neat classes,
oh man,
we had a blizzard.
We kept getting snowed out. for Pete's sake.
Yes.
So rest assured, we will be doing the Home Buying 101 class. It will happen in April.
Okay.
And we'll be making announcements at letting everybody know. And if you are anxious to come and see it, just give me a call, 651-319-1298, and I can let you know when it's going to be. And I mean, if you want to know about buying a house, I'm more than happy to just sit down with you one-on-one over a cup of
coffee
and talk about it anyway. But it is kind of nice because we bring a lender in that tells you, because that seems to be kind of the biggest question that people have is, how do I qualify? How much money do I have to put down? What kind of interest rate am I going to get? What are my monthly payments going to be? All that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, because it is different than, and real estate is a business that's always in transition.
Yes.
Everything is changing.
Yes.
Because I know decades ago in the early 80s when I bought a home, you basically went out and found the home and then you looked for the financing.
Yeah, isn't
not
that
anymore.
Yeah,
not anymore.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I remember when we bought our first home, the realtor sat down with my husband and I and said, "Okay, tell me how much money do you make?" You know, and we went through all the financial stuff with him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Okay, well, based on this, you could afford this much."
Yeah,
and like, okay, and that's what we went and looked at, and then after the fact, then we actually did the financing.
Yeah, yes.
But totally different. In fact, you know, it might be good for people to know the realtor really doesn't get involved with any of that,
mm-hmm.
other than I have a favorite lender that she's my go-to gal. But there are a few different lenders, you know, that I work with primarily, and I give you their contact, you connect with them, and they're the ones that really get into the nitty-gritty of how much you make, how much you can afford, what you want your budget to be, all that kind of stuff. And And then they'll come back to me and say, okay, they can afford to look at a house up to $250,000, and it's going to be a conventional or an FHA loan or whatever it is. And they will do what we call a worksheet, cost worksheet, that gives you all that information, like what your monthly payment will be and stuff like that. So I don't have to get into all that stuff with you, which is kind of nice if for privacy's sake, if you would rather keep that between you and your mortgage lender.
There you go.
Yeah.
Again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate, our realtor today, Pam Collins. Again, that phone number, Pam?
651-319-1298.
There you go. Our topic of the week, warranties.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody, in my opinion, because I've bought and sold houses and I've been on the benefiting end of both of those, I don't think a person should buy or sell a house without a warranty.
Oh, they're
my opinion, though.
They are a very, very good idea. And one of the reasons that I wanted to talk about it today is that it can be a really good thing for both the sellers and for the buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, you know, in the big scheme of things, the idea of doing warranties with a house, I think, is a relatively new evolution. And not everybody, you know, if it's been 20, 30 years since you bought a house, you may not have even known about it. Boy, do I wish we had known about warranties when we bought our house. Oh, my word.
Well, I mean, let's face it. If you are a young buyer, first-time buyer, it should be mandated you have to. Because you're just learning budgeting. And generally, you budget fairly tight for that house.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, 5-10 years down the road when your wages have gone up and the price of your house has stayed the same and inflation has taken over, you're probably fine. But, man, if you have an issue, that can really hurt you as a...
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And even if you're a buyer that's been, you know, this is your second or third house, it's still... We had a house I told people about on, in South Pines that we bought decades ago now. And the house was only a couple of years old. And we moved in, and I'll never forget it. We moved in the next day. There was a huge snowstorm that night, and it was cold. And when we were moving in, of course, the furnace was running all the time because the doors were open and stuff.
Sure.
And you bring that cold stuff in, and it sets there, and it takes a while for it to warm up, and the furnace was huffing and puffing. We went to bed that night, and we got up the next morning and go, well, who turned the furnace off? And it was a Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And nobody... furnace had an issue. We were talked, and we were one of the first people that was talked into one of the warranties from Edina Realty. And it was so nice to call. We called a special number. They came out right away.
24/7.
Yep, they exactly came out. And
especially if it's a furnace or an emergency situation like that.
Yeah, because it wasn't bad. It was only 10 below, but...
Only a Minnesotan would say that, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I have to say, they came out, and it was a major part that would have cost, I think he said like $1,200. And they had it fixed and up and running. And then we lived in that house for 14 years, never had another issue with it.
Really?
We did an air conditioner outside down the road. But with that furnace, that was it. But, you know, and that was just one of those things that it shouldn't have happened, but it did. And who would have known?
Yeah, you know, what commonly happens if you buy a house that, there's the obvious, if it's an older house and the things have been there for a long time, you know, especially like your water heater, the furnace, the air conditioning, stuff like that, you can expect that it's probably getting toward the end of its life.
Right.
But sometimes if you buy a house that's either been vacant for a while, or if there's a house that there's been maybe just one person living there, or, you know, a couple people, and then you're moving in with your family, and so all of a sudden you have mom and dad and three kids, you know, taking baths and washing clothes and, you know, doing all the stuff that you do using the dishwasher and actually using the appliances a lot, they just all of a sudden go, hey, wait a minute, we're not used to doing this. And one by one, they just bite the dust. That's fairly common.
You are spot on because the house, it was a guy that, you know, was some sort of an executive in the cities.
Mm-hmm.
And he got transferred and he had to move before the house was sold.
Oh, okay. Yep, yep.
And so the house was vacant. Yeah. I think they said it was vacant maybe 6 months in the and this was in the winter because it was the first week in January we moved in. Never will I do that again.
Sometimes you can't help
and
it.
You're, you're spot on. And you're exactly right. And here, you know, they had the furnace turned down all the time. And then all of a sudden, it's like huffing and puffing going, what the heck?
Yeah, I'm not used to doing this.
But I have to say, I can tell you, in all honesty, boy, did that pay for itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of people maybe don't even understand how the warranty works. And so I thought I'd just kind of go through the nuts and bolts of it. This, the one that I have a brochure here with me, it's from the Edina Realty Warranty. And it's this particular one, it's a Home Services of America warranty. And they're like throughout the whole country. Throughout the United States, but Edina Realty, it just happens, has their what you would call the premier warranty because they negotiated and developed it for our own benefit.
Okay.
So it has just the best coverage you could possibly get, which is, that's one of the reasons why I use it. And if just as an example, if you were buying a just regular single-family home, you could get a warranty. It's $485 for the year, okay? And the seller can get it while the house is still listed, and or the buyer could wait and get it at the time of closing. Many times, we will negotiate that as part of the purchase agreement, and I will often, if the buyer is going to have a warranty, a home warranty, I order the warranty immediately as soon as I have a fully executed purchase agreement because then that buyer is also covered up until closing. The seller basically is covered till closing and then the buyer is covered for a year after. And what happens is you pay this one-time fee, $485, and then if anything breaks down in the house, and of course you'd have to look at the list, but I mean, it's a pretty comprehensive list. Mm-hmm. Plumbing parts, central heating, sump pump, routing of drain tile stoppages, that's a big one, toilet tank, whirlpool, water softener, electrical system, ceiling fans, garage door open, oven, stove.
Wow, they've got more comprehensive.
Yeah, dishwasher, I mean, all the appliances. And basically, you pay a $75 or $100 service fee. They'll come out.
I think
and
it was $50 back then, but that was 16 years ago.
So it hasn't gone up that much.
You know, and the price of it hasn't gone up that much.
No.
I think it was like right around $400 back then, and that had to be 16 years ago now.
Wow. Yeah.
And when I sold the house, that's the first thing I put on because a lot of them will say, well, this house is 16 years old by then. And they said, well, aren't the appliances coming to the end, you know, like the furnace? Mm-hmm. And because it was still the original furnace and air conditioner, and they had the repairs, but it was, and I said, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We got the warranty for you.
Yep,
that's part of the deal.
Exactly.
And
that's
boy,
the
people light up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because so many times when you're buying a house, you go through with the inspector and they'll say, you know, the water heater is working just fine right now. But just want you to know that they only last so many years and we're getting close to that. Or the dishwasher or any of the other things. Even though they're working fine, you'll be warned that you know, it's probably not going to last a whole lot longer. You can say, no
Doesn't
problem.
Matter.
And then you say, I hope it breaks down the first year. Of course, you can always renew them.
Yes.
And then a kind of a qualification on it, just so that you know, like if the furnace breaks down, there are some things that they don't cover.
Oh, okay.
There is a maximum payout on it. You have to pay for your own permit fees. And there are times when you pay for the disposal of the old stuff.
Okay.
You can order an get an upgrade. They call it the 7-star upgrade, which it's an additional cost where they take care of some of those things. But basically, for that $75, their person will come in and either go, yep, we can fix that and get the part and fix it as soon as they can. Or they'll say, yep, that's not repairable. You're going to have to replace it. So they'll replace it with a like, you know, item. And sometimes people decide to get the cash instead of the thing because they want to upgrade.
Oh, okay.
You know, and you can do that too. But man, it's a good deal.
It is.
I have had so many buyers buy homes that got the inspection. I mean, the warranty. I nearly always, in a very, very high percentage of my transactions, we do the home warranty. And I just, I brought two along that I was just given about a week or two ago. One of my buyers, she bought the house 2 years ago, so she must have renewed it. And I see they replaced something. All I know is that it was heating. I'm assuming it had to do with the furnace. $1,245. And then another one that just bought a house this summer, I recognize. One of the appliances must have gone out, and they replaced it for the expense, or the value was $595. So constantly. In fact, in our office alone, the month of January, she looked it up and she said, it works. They pay out. They had paid out $11,500 in claims out of just from agents in our Hastings office. So, yeah.
It is. I wasted most of your time talking about it, but I had personal experience with it.
Yeah. It's just really a great comfort to know that you are protected. If you're a seller, you have that
peace
satisfaction of knowing that you're giving them something safe. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just an extra assurance for them.
Yep.
So for the buyer and the seller. And the sellers can be covered during that time they have the listing. I often encourage my sellers to get a home warranty as soon as you list your house. Mm-hmm. Because something goes wrong, you can get it fixed up until closing. And nobody pays anything until closing. So
there you go. And what's neat about it, as you hit on that too, is that you can continue with this. This isn't just a yearly thing. After a year, you decide.
Mm-hmm.
But wow, it's such peace of mind.
Yeah. And I really think, I know that the Edina, the warranty that we are able to offer people through Edina Realty is one of the best, if not the best, on the market.
It was just a simple phone call on a cold Sunday morning. And by, I think, early afternoon, I think we made the call 10:30, and by 1 o'clock, the furnace was going. And it's still going to this day, I'm sure.
Woo-hoo,
I mean, you know, so not only was it a lifesaver, in my opinion, but the work was done very well.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't one of those last minute cheapo fixes either. So.
Right.
Yeah, it's you are spot on that, Pam. It is just such a peace of mind. And like I say, selling too.
Mm-hmm.
There was and I think it was listed as part of a house warranty and stuff.
Yeah.
And people, okay, so if something goes wrong, bingo.
You're covered.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. What a peace of mind. I think it should be mandatory, but that's just my opinion. Okay, anything else?
Nope.
What's your phone number?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Pam, it's been fun. Keep that smile up because the sun is shining on you.
Oh, yeah.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Our realtor today, Pam Collins. Again, if you'd like to give Pam a call, 651-319-1298 or 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam. I think you're the only Pam in the office.
I'm still the only Pam.
There you go. Have a great one.